It's above or below freezing out there, transitioning. I want to read a little bit of scripture to get us started. Unless I say otherwise, I'm always in the Passion Translation, it seems like. So encourage you to join in. This is I'm reading Psalms 84, 1 and 2. And then I'm going to jump over to Psalms 98, 4 and 5. Get us started here. God of heaven's armies, you find so much beauty in your people. They're like lovely sanctuaries of your presence. Deep within me are those lovesick longings, desires, and daydreams of living in union with you. When I'm near you, my heart and my soul will sing and worship with my joyful songs of you, my true source and spring of life. Okay, where'd the next part go? Bear with me here a sec. I lost my second part to this. Had it in my notes somehow. I didn't save it. So, 98, 4 and 5. So go ahead, everyone, shout and shout out your praises with joy. Break out of the box, or maybe your pew, and let loose with the most joyous sound of praise. Sing your melody of praise to the Lord and make music like never before. So, come on. Join me in worship today. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Oh, just lift our hands. And let's just sing that. Just the voices declaring who He is. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who You are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who You are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who You are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who You are. One more time. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who You are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who You are. That's who You are, God. We love You, Jesus, in this place. Thank You, God, that You are Waymaker and You are Promise Keeper. Father, that You are the holder of our hearts, that You are truth. Jesus, in every situation, God, You are the calm in every storm. You are the peace in every situation, God. You are justice and You are righteous. Father, we love You in this place, and we declare the wonders of Your name in this house, God. Let Your name be known, Jesus. We love You, God. We love You, Jesus.
We're going to move into tithes and offerings, and you can give online at akbridgeofhope.com, or there's some blue boxes on the wall in the back. Or, as you can see, we'll do what we call Rush the Buckets also during the next worship song. Those of you that have been here a while are probably pretty familiar with how the offering goes for me and whatever the offering message might be and how it came into fruition, you might say. And but for those of you that aren't quite as familiar with that process, I usually am praying through the whole week about what to say during offering. I usually come up with some grand idea of my own that the Lord then supersedes, usually at a fairly last moment kind of a deal. And we as a body, we cherish those times when He speaks to us, and we like to try to listen to that as best we can. And sometimes we maybe use the term being obedient to what He's saying to us. And so in that light, that's how the offering message is coming to you today, because it's hot off the griddle, so to speak. And so I was asking the Lord this morning, you know, if there's something He would rather say than what I had on my mind, and He does, of course. So it's a little different. It's kind of a nuts and boltsy kind of a deal here. I don't know if, come on, phone. I don't know if any of you have a Bible app on your phone or not, but I was this morning, I just tapped in the search on my Bible app. I tapped in giving, thinking I'd get all these scriptures, you know, that I might find Him leading me to one of those. And He didn't want me to look at the scriptures, quite frankly, down further in the search engine. In my app, it has all these different devotional plans on giving. And so I feel like He wants me to put that idea out in front of you today, that some of you may possibly be thinking about what really, why am I giving? And, you know, what, how's that, what's that got to do with me? And what's that got to do with, you know, the things I'm giving to? And maybe a devotional plan might be a place for some of you. You should pray about whether it is or not, but for some of you to maybe look into doing a devotional plan that has to do with giving. And so I just, off the search, I mean, there's dozens of them in here. I wanted to just read the titles to some of them, and I'm thinking some of those may spark an interest in some of you. What I think he's wanting to happen. So off the search here, I'm just going to read some of the titles. I've got way too many to read them all, but I Like Giving. The Life-Giving Leader. That could be you too, not just the guy standing up here with the mic, you know. We're all leaders. Giving Thanks to God. Giving Thanks All Good Things. Giving Thanks Video Devotions. That's truncated the title there so I didn't get it all. Giving It All Away and Getting It All Back. The Good of Giving Up. What God Has to Give to You. Giving God Our First Fruits. That's the one that speaks to me personally. I like that one. The Law of the Harvest. I think I've stop right there. There's several of them. I encourage you to go look at that. Even if you don't end up doing one of them, it might be enlightening just to see what's out there. And I definitely encourage you to let the Holy Spirit speak to you on one to do if that's what you're going to do, and not do it out of something that you see your neighbor doing necessarily. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the freedom we have. Freedom we have in you, with you, through you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to give. In your holy name, amen. Thank you. right. Just give it up for the Lord and the worship team, man. And just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and have a seat. And the youth will be staying in here for at least a little while longer, or the whole service. Okay, for the at least the Philippine part of it. And now we're going to move into some Spirit-led announcements.
Like to call them anointments. So, if this is your first time here, you picked the right week to be here. Because, yeah, there's a team that just came back from the Philippines. Not the Philippines, but the Philippines. And you guys get to hear about their amazing journey. Hopefully they don't tell us all about your plane ride. So, just the good stuff. But anyway, really quickly, there's some amazing things going on that you need to know about. Why do you need to know about them? Because you need to be involved. That's why. Okay, so, sorry, I'm not as organized or probably as pretty as Marita. Sorry, so. Scott's like, yes, amen. Thanks, baby. All right, so I want to get all the things out of the way that I need to tell you about. So Monday nights, if you need some exercise or just a good laugh, I mean a good time, you can come out and adult volleyball, 7 o'clock Monday nights. You want me to announce? Okay, yes. Also, following the services now, there will be a basketball. I wanted to call it a league. It's not really a league, but just a bunch of guys and girls. If girls want to come play, that's cool. Getting together and playing basketball. There'll probably be people from other churches and stuff coming as well. And so is that right after service or like 1 o'clock? 1 o'clock. Okay, so 1 o'clock on Sundays. Unless you're notified that it's not happening, it will be happening. So Wednesdays from 4 to 5, listen, this is something you can do if you're looking for something to do and you're like, hey, I want to serve, I want to meet some people. There is a food pantry that we have here from 4 to 5 on Wednesdays. And is Denise in here? Denise, how many families are coming right now? So about 55 people, that's people coming out here, and we just started, like, it's just starting to really get known. By the way, I went down there and looked around, and like, I wish I could be as organized as you. You're amazing.
Amen.
But if you're looking for something to do, also on the 29th of November, the clothing closet, right, that's another thing you can do. We have a whole setup downstairs for clothes that we give out to people who... You don't have to be like in desperate need, but maybe you just can't afford to buy some clothes right now and you need something. There are clothes for men, women, children, even infants, I believe, at times, sometimes. But anyway, on the 29th, I didn't write down the time. What time do you do that? 3 to 6. So say that again. Perfect. Did you hear that? So there will also be food there. So if you're looking for something to jump in and help with, great opportunity to come and help with that as well. Friday nights. Like teenagers meet. Sorry. Friday night, 7 o'clock, another thing you can come be a part of. If Steve won't let you be a part of it, come see me and I'll make him let you. Just kidding. This man of God right here, come talk to him. He's looking for people to come and help and be involved. And so if you want a real treat, you can come on a Sunday morning even. They usually are out of here on Sunday mornings as well. And so if you want to see what's going on,
talk to Steve and say, hey, can I sit in this morning and just check out what's happening? And you'll be in for a real treat. So just want to encourage you to do that. 11-8, so November 8th, which is next Friday. Look at that. I knew that was going to happen. Well, that's okay. New date. Ignore the date. It is the 8th. So next Friday night at 7 o'clock, there's a women's night going on up at Marita's. Now, you ask, because I can hear it, what's women's night? I'm really glad you asked. I don't know, because I don't go. But I told some ladies this week, we do Men of Hope. We have a time where men get together as well. And I told some ladies, if you want to dress up like a man and show up, you can. But, yeah, as long as you're not my wife, you can come. No, I do know a couple of guys that dressed up like girls to go to a ladies thing. Just saying, they crashed it. But anyway, they no longer go to church here. But not because of that, but they don't. So women's night, 7 o'clock, Friday night, next Friday. If you are interested or you know somebody who's looking to just get together, encourage each other, hear the word of God, and just have an amazing time. And I have to say, Marita is one of the best hostesses in the world. So you will not be disappointed if you go to her. She's not here this week, but her husband is. So if you want to know, like, hey, where do you guys live? Because I really want to come. Scott's right there. He can tell you, I think, where he lives, right? He's a man. He don't have a map, but he could tell you. Okay. So, yeah, right, left. You're there. Okay. Sheridish on the 10th. So next Sunday, Thanksgiving Sheridish. That means you get to eat Thanksgiving more than once, which is a blessing, right? Now, here's the thing. We do this before Thanksgiving because we don't want your leftovers. So, that's not really why. It just popped into my mind. My wife tells me I shouldn't say everything I think, but hey. I missed my calling of being a stand-up comedian. Next Sunday, Sheridish, Thanksgiving. Listen, the church is taking care of the turkeys and the hams. You get to take care of the chocolate. You can bring me some chocolate. I like that. Potatoes, carrots. Truth be told, there is a sign-up sheet because Marita is amazing and organized, and she made up an amazing sign-up sheet so you know what you can bring. So there are places where you can sign up what you are able to bring. And so out in the foyer on the little window thing there, there is a sign-up sheet. So seek that out. Find what you can bring and sign up for bringing that. So that's next week. And there's also, oh, that is the most important. Here's the deal. The day before, so on the 9th, Saturday, we need help setting this place up. Can I tell you this? Even if you don't want to hear it, I'm going to tell you. It's generally a couple of people that are here setting up, which nobody's complaining. Nobody has said a word to me. I just know this is going on. So there's a couple of people that usually show up, which I'm thankful for, and it's amazing that they're here. But I think it's 10 o'clock. Is that right? 10 a.m. I know that's a little early for some of you, but 10 o'clock Saturday mornings before the share dishes, there's a group of people that show up here to set up and get things ready. This week, because it's Thanksgiving, it's going to be some extra setup, some extra also listen cleanup, which will be after. Zeke, you just volunteered. I heard you. Thank you. That's great. We could use your help. So if you can, 10 o'clock on Saturday, next Saturday, we'll be here setting up to get ready for the share dish. There's a sign-up sheet out in the foyer next to the food thing that says you can help set up or you can help clean up. There's always an amazing team of people that come together at the end and clean up, and that's awesome. But it's good to know who's going to be volunteering for that. So you had no idea announcements were going to be like one of my sermons. Long, long, long. Ha ha. Here they are. Okay.
on the, I don't want to tell you that one yet. Christmas of Hope, we have a meeting also next Sunday after the Share-a-Dish, so you can get nice and full, not fall asleep, but come in here and hear how you can be a part of Christmas of Hope. Christmas of Hope is our outreach this year that we're going to do to the community for Christmas, which will be on December 14th. We decorate this place crazy. This is Christmas of Hope Part 2. So this is our second year doing it. It's going to be awesome, amazing. We have heads over each part of what we're going to be doing this year. So what we need now is to kind of fill in the blanks of all the help. We will have sign-up sheets of where you can fit and how you can help. And so if you can come next Sunday after the Share-a-Dish in here, we will be meeting. And my beautiful wife, amazing, awesome, the woman I love the most in the whole wide world, will be here leading that time. I love you so much. 26 years and counting. Feels like yesterday. Okay. I gotta shut up or I'm gonna keep on going. All right. I'm gonna leave that one out. You don't need to know about that right now. Canned corn, we're doing Thanksgiving blessing. We already have exceeded our goal, which is awesome. There's over 300 cans of corn out there. But if you want to keep bringing it, that's cool, because we'll give it to them, and they will put it in the food pantries, and it will go to bless people. It doesn't just get put, like, out in the kitchen or something. It actually will be used to bless other people. So if you want to bring some, you're welcome to. That will be out of here November 24th. It's going to be picked up, taken in. So, yes, sir. It's divided. Thank you. Who said that? I knew you would know. I should have just looked to you. It's divided and taken to all the different food pantries. The truth is there will probably be an abundance of green beans and carrots and, you know, all those things. People need to eat more than once. This is true. So, yeah, but great question. I have a few more people who have a couple of announcements. So if you give us just a couple more minutes, there is Operation Christmas Child. Would you guys come? They have an announcement. Most of y'all know what that is, but these guys head this up, and I'm so thankful. It's an amazing opportunity to be involved.
So I'm Tanya, my husband John, and I, we've been helping with this for maybe about 10 years now, and it's just a great way to do something that seems so small, but yet it has such a huge impact. So the idea is you pack a shoebox with toys and school supplies, or there's a number of things that you could put in there, and it goes to someplace in the world to children who may never have gotten a gift before. And they go to, I think, all the countries in the world that will let us. So a lot of countries, yeah. We do have a short video, and then I'll tell you a little bit more. Thank you. So after the service, we will have the brochures. They do have labels here if you want to use them. You can also print out labels online that have a barcode, and they will actually email you back to let you know where your shoeboxes went. So if you want to do that, it's very easy. Just go to SamaritansPurse.org. At the top of the website, it says, it's time to start packing, find out more. Click that. Then there will be a few options. Click follow your box. You can make a donation. The suggested donation is $9 per box. But even without donations, they will send them. So one thing to know is, once you make your donation, you'll see the boy-girl barcode kind of like this. Print it out as many times as you need for the number of boxes that you have. And in the brochure, this is kind of hidden, but it's on the back of this address flap. It says some do's and don'ts. So that's where that is. It's kind of hard to find it. But we have these brochures, and we also have the foldable shoe boxes if you would like to use them. And we have more at home, too. So if we run out today, we've got more. November 24th is the last Sunday for collection. The next day also, but then they all get shipped out that night.
Mark my words. There will be a time when someone comes in this building and says, I received one of those packages and it changed my life. Mark my words, it's going to happen. I can't imagine. I see those videos and I'm able to put myself there and recognize the amazing blessing and gift it must be. To us it seems kind of small and maybe insignificant, but to them, they probably, many of them, look forward to the one time a year when they get one thing that means so much to them, and the gospel is always included in every box. And so, again, mark my words, it will happen. You're going to meet, yes, sir?
A couple years ago, the church we were attending, girl stood up and said,
come on.
I received
one. That's what I'm saying. Right. It's going
to
happen.
Really happen.
Yep. Yeah. Watch. Okay. We have one more announcement before that announcement's made. I do want to tell you thank you so much for sending the teenagers of this house to the youth conference they just went to. It was an amazing time, a real impact to each life that went. It's always a great time of not only teens getting together, but I get to go as well, and it's a blessing for me. So thank you to everybody who prayed, who sowed financially, and just supported and were a part of that. And so I would have had Steve do all that, but I felt in my heart I wanted to do it as well. So thank you so much. I think it's really appropriate. I promise I'm almost done. That we have one more announcement, and on the heels of the trip to the Philippines, maybe you're going, man, I missed a mission trip. I wish I could have gone. We have another one coming up, and it may or may not fit something you're able to do. It's going to be a small team, I have a feeling, but Sandra, would you come and share this opportunity? And Becca.
Would you play the video?
Thank you.
So that was our trip from February that we went to. We have heard news of the impact that we have made since going on that trip. One of them was Marion. We prayed for her while we were there with her. She was actually pregnant at the time. She was almost a miscarriage. She already had several miscarriages before that. And once we prayed for her, she actually has had the baby. The other one was we're actually going to go into a rural community, which is the Father's Delight, and across from the road from her is a man who practices divination. So when we were there, we actually did a prayer walk around her property. But since that time, God has opened up the door for the director of the Father's Delight, Joy, to go into this man's home. His wife had died. She was able to perform the funeral. It's actually opened wide a bunch of different doors for her into that community as a pastor. So that's just part of the fruit that's being born from the trip that we did in February. I mean, that's only short some of the things. Becca has something that she wants to share that she God had given her.
I was flipping through my notes last night, and I did a lot of journaling in my phone, and I came across this last night, February 26, 2019. Today we had the honor to spend time with and teach 90 students from the poorest high school in the community. The high school holds the students at the bottom, the ones who cannot make high enough marks for another school or they have no money. They are known for being hopeless and have no future. Education is the key to breaking poverty in this nation. Keeping them in school and giving them hope is so important. Many only eat at school. Imagine being able to tell impoverished and hopeless teens that they are valuable and they matter. Reminding them that God has a plan and a destiny for them, changing how they think about themselves. Jesus paid a high price for them. Jesus can be their peace, salvation, defender, provider, because he is the giver of righteousness. I just want to say one other thing. Zach gave this house a prophetic word at the head of 2019, and he said, what you do with what you hear in 2019 will determine what you see in 2020. So I want you to know that if you feel your heart jump when we talk about Africa, think about that yes.
So we'll be going in April. We are going to go in. Our opportunity has been opened up that we will. Their education system is very different than ours. They have a very oral, dry education system. And God has led Joy, the Father's Delight, to actually open up a school. Bridge of Hope has actually helped to pay for some latrines to be dug. They're actually almost done. It actually, believe it or not, they built 220-foot pits dug by hand. We actually have pictures of the guys digging. You want to dig a 20-foot pit by hand with a shovel? I don't want to do that. They don't have equipment. So anyway, the latrines are almost done. The schools will hopefully be up and running by January, because that's when their school system starts. It's from January to the end of November. So I told her, I said, but what we are going to go do is the opportunities have been opened up that we will go in and help train some of the teachers in the way the Americans do school. Because theirs is a very dry, oral school system. I've sat in one of their classrooms. It was very boring. So we want to bring fun to education. Simple little games, they don't. That's just not the way that they think. Okay? So we would love to have a educated, certified teacher come along on the team. I know that's during our school time, but if God leads you, he'll work it out. We'll be bringing a team of 10 in. It's open men and women, teenagers, however God wants to lead you. We don't have the exact dates yet. So if you have any other questions, please contact me. Thanks.
Very cool. I'm just going to transition. Okay. So everybody stand up, say hello to somebody you haven't seen in 5 minutes, and kiddos, you are dismissed. You may go downstairs. Teenagers, you're staying in here.